News Radio 92.3. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. A nice chilly Monday morning. I mean, you got to have some, right? It's supposed to be like 49 overnight tonight, so some kind of record low. So I'm sort of vaguely looking forward to that. But, you know, when I get below 50, I start to think maybe it's not shorts weather anymore, but then I talk myself into it. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson of Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Welcome back, and yeah, it is cold, and I always tell people when I retire, I'm going to move to Florida where it's warm.
The other Florida?
But that's too crowded down there, so I'll probably just stay there.
I feel like, you know, you and Chip would not be all that happy in South Florida. Just, you know, you're better off with your people.
Yeah, definitely. I don't plan on going anywhere.
So one of the things interesting in the news is you guys have a an award-winning car now, right?
We sure do. It's our autism awareness vehicle, and we put it in. The FSA does these contests, and we won the best administrative car, so pretty proud of that. I think there were like 29 entries, and we came in first.
And this one, if you haven't seen it, they've got it up on their Facebook page, but it's the standard look of a sheriff's vehicle in Santa Rosa County, the white with the gold and the green. But then in the front quarter panels, you have the autism multicolored puzzle pieces and the blue ribbon on the front. And I don't see the back, but I'm assuming that it's sort of in the rear, too, the same kind of, you know, it's not the whole thing is painted different, but it's got enough accents on it that kind of bring awareness, right?
Yeah, and we have that one, and we have a breast cancer awareness one, and we also have a salute to the military. So some of our veterans driving around, it's the exact same paint scheme, but the word sheriff is in camouflage, and it says we support our troops, and all the ones driving those cars are veterans.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's very cool. I like that.
Yeah.
It's all that neat stuff that you do that just, you know, represents more than just what you're doing in terms of law enforcement, reaches out to the community and, you know, raises awareness for something as well, which is fantastic. Because, of course, you've been doing all the things to, you know, help your officers interact with people with special needs, whether it's kids or adults, you know, all of these things that are going on that are kind of like the modern policing force is just a different kind of, there's all kinds of different things you do now than I ever saw cops do when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we created the SAFE program, which I'm very proud to say started in Santa Rosa County, and now it's going worldwide through the United States Air Force and Department of Defense, and all the bases are getting the SAFE stickers, and, you know, we're hoping that it'll go all across the country as well with the other sheriff's departments, and we're hitting it hard and heavy, and hopefully, God willing, a lot of sheriff's offices and police departments will get on board.
No, agreed. I think these are great things, wonderful things. So every once in a while you have somebody who tells you a story about why the reason you're arresting them isn't really the right reason. Story about serial thief, according to the South Santa Rosa News, Myrick Brock Hamilton, trespassing and loitering and prowling, and when found with drugs said, "Not my pants."
Yeah, you know, and I usually do that too. I try to wake up and find somebody else's pants to put on. It's normal. You know, yeah. The one thing I think you can safely say, look at his mugshot when you get a chance, and I'm pretty sure you're never going to see him on Jeopardy. I have this feeling. He's never going to be a contestant. I don't think he can pass the test. But, yeah, you know, unfortunately, we get some of the best stories ever, and I guess they think that the cops are just going to be, oh, not your pants. Can you tell us who they are so we can go arrest them? I mean, you know, it's we hear everything out there. It's pretty interesting.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever heard? Anything pop to your mind, the top of the mind?
Well, the pants thing's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of doozies. One of my favorite stories is we had a guy, and he was just a total frequent flyer. He'd probably been arrested, I don't know, 60 or 70 times by the time we sent him to prison for good. And I was arresting him at a Tom Thumb in Navarre. I was a sergeant at the time, and I've arrested him probably 5 or 6 times. And I get there, and, you know, he shoplifted, so I'm arresting him, and he gives me a fake name. And I looked at him. I looked at him and I said, "Does my face seem like remotely familiar?" "Oh yeah, Sergeant Johnson, I've seen you a bunch." I said, "Okay, so what's your name?" And he gives me a fake name that wasn't the same as his last fake name. And I went,
"Well, I mean, points for creativity. You know, he's inventive."
Well, yeah, it's kind of like going up to my son and going, "Hey, son, how's it going?" "Oh, I'm not your son." "Well, okay, I think I know you. I've seen you before." It's just incredible.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It must be entertaining. Yeah. That's all I can think. You guys have a sheriff's youth ranch event coming up. Is it Friday? Is that right?
Yeah, this Friday at Hidden Creek, we have a golf tournament, and all the proceeds go to the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch, which is a great program started by the sheriffs back in the 1950s, and it's still going strong today. They take youth that are in, you know, problem, I guess, scenarios, say their mom's hooked on drugs and their father's in prison, whatever. They take them and basically send them to school and teach them all kind of different things, everything from farming to welding, whatever. And they get them on the right path. And it's just a great program. And we're putting on a golf tournament at Hidden Creek. It's a shotgun start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon this Friday. And I think we have like four teams left. So it usually goes pretty quick. So if you're interested, you can go to our Facebook page and scroll down. You'll see a flyer and call that number and give us a call. And we'd love to have you out there.
That's outstanding. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. As always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and giving us a chuckle this morning. I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.